On May 11, 2011, Scuderi Group released the results of an extensive vehicle computer study that modeled various Scuderi split-cycle engine designs in a vehicle computer model of a 2011 Nissan Sentra. With me today is Stephen Scuderi, Vice President and Patent Attorney for Scuderi Group. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
Stephen, can you explain to us why you conducted the study and how it was set up?
Sure. The primary purpose of the study was to answer one of the most fundamental yet most difficult questions to answer that has been asked of the Scuderi Group and about its engine technology. And simply put, the question is, what's the gas mileage? And the answer to that is always that it depends. More specifically, it depends on the vehicle that the engine is actually placed in, whether it's a car, a bus, a truck, and the route that you're going to drive that vehicle over, well, you know, whether you're driving it over on flat land or up and over a mountain. And in the simulation world, that route is called a drive cycle. And so basically to answer that question accurately, what we did was we commissioned the Southwest Research Institute to design and implement a computer study, which would simulate our engine in any vehicle of choice being driven over any drive cycle of choice. We could then use the results and compare them to the same vehicle being driven with its conventional engine through the same drive cycle and get an idea of how much better or worse we are than a conventional engine. And the first study we did, the first vehicle we chose, was the 2011 Nissan Sentra because it was really well represented. It was a well representative standard light-duty vehicle that is very popular and has had a very competitive gas mileage. So that's why we went that way.
That's very interesting. What did you find out in this process?
Well, what we found out was that our preliminary studies showed that when we compared various embodiments of a split-cycle engine, that the split-cycle engine compared to a conventional Nissan Sentra, actually a stock Nissan Sentra, showed that we could achieve up to a 35% decrease in fuel consumption, which is equal to a 54% increase in miles per gallon or mileage. And if you factor in fuel cutoff for both idle and deceleration, which the Nissan stock engine did not actually have in it, but when you factor that in, we still attained as much as a 25% decrease in fuel consumption, which is a 33% increase in miles per gallon. So those results were very encouraging and quite spectacular to many of the OEMs that were out there, because those results were increases in gas mileage without any decrease in performance whatsoever, which is a big deal.
What does this mean for the development of the Scuderi engine?
Well, for the development of the Scuderi engine, you can break our development program into two basic broad categories. One is the research on the engine itself, and the other is the simulation of the engine against other vehicles, basically to see how we do against other light-duty vehicles such as turbocharged systems and or maybe even in a few cases heavy-duty diesel engines. With regards to our current engine development, we're planning very shortly on going into our second-generation engine, which will go more deeply into the advantages of what our Miller turbocharged system can do and what our air hybrid system can do in combination. So that's the purpose of the research. The purpose of the simulations is to, quite honestly, entice other OEMs to have us do simulations against vehicles of their choice, literally in drive cycles of their choice.
One last question. Where do you go from here? In other words, what's next in the lab in terms of the Scuderi engine's development?
Well, as I said, we're planning on going into our second generation engine, which is next in the lab. Ultimately, though, the goal is to put the engine into a vehicle and test it in a vehicle. That will be our third generation engine, which is a couple years down the road. But our immediate emphasis on what we're doing right now is to just finish our study with the generation one engine in terms of mapping it out and then optimizing it.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
This has been a Scuderi Group audio podcast. For more information, visit us at www.scuderiengine.com.